I'm Kara Thomas. I'm here in the studio with Dave Seaton, and I stole his microphone because we have two musicians in the studio right now, and we needed both of them. I want to welcome Mary Flower to the studio and Gordon Thorne. They're both guitar players, fingerstyle guitar playing, it's called, and wonderful singers, the both of them. Mary is here for the Fingerstyle Masters Guitar Workshops, which are going on this weekend. It's at Bluefin Bay Resort in Tofte. It's tomorrow, April 14th. There's workshops in the morning starting at 10 a.m. And Mary is teaching an early blues and ragtime workshop at 11 and then continuing after lunch. And then tomorrow night, there is also a concert. Mary will be giving a concert. Gordon, I want to welcome you. And also, Mary, thank you so much, both of you, for coming. It's very exciting to have you. Can you get up nice and close?
Yes, it's great to be here.
Mary, I had the pleasure of seeing you when you visited to be on Mountain Stage last fall during the Thursday night performance, and you were with Pat Donahue. It was absolutely thrilling.
Thank you.
It really was wonderful. So when Gordon mentioned that you were coming back, I think he can attest to the fact, I think I let out a little whoop.
Well, good. Yeah. It's a beautiful place. Great to have a good excuse to get up here.
Yeah. What part of the world are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
And have you been up in this part of the country before last fall?
Only Grand Marais. Okay. Yeah, only for that one time. So, yeah, I'm kind of new to this this part of the world.
Well, Portland is a beautiful place.
It sure is.
The Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And tell us about your music.
Well, my music, what do you want to know? I mean, we could talk all day. Pick an aspect.
Well, how would you describe the music that you play?
Well, I get put in the blues box, the proverbial blues box, a lot, although I like to think of myself as a little bit wider than that. But I do bow to the masters, the Piedmont-style masters, most of whom were blind, and most of whom lived on the East Coast and played this wonderful syncopated raggy style with alternating thumb and melody, and most of whom were solo players. And that's really, that's the stuff that really I've cut my teeth on. And then I make up my own stuff sort of based on those musical ideas, I guess. So I'm sort of a Piedmont bluesy, raggy songwriter.
And what drew you to that kind of music?
The complexity and the skill, and it was way more than just strumming and singing, and it was interesting. And I really wanted to be a good guitar player. That was very important to me as I was growing up and you know, learning how to do all this. And it's always fascinated me. And it's much more interesting to me than Mississippi blues, or, well, that's good too, but Chicago blues, which kind of gets old to me. It's always, I've wanted to dig in a little deeper, you know. So that's what I've done.
And do you make your living as a musician and a teacher?
I do, yeah.
And teaching as well?
I teach a little bit privately. I teach at a lot of guitar camps around the country, a couple in West Virginia, North Carolina, one in Port Townsend, Washington this summer. So that kind of keeps me busy in the summer. Gaggles of men, middle-aged men, is usually what it is. I'm going to see a little bit of that this weekend, I think, too. So I look forward to it. These are guys who've, most of them have had their guitars under their beds, you know, for 30 years while they've been raising their children and making a living. So I'm tangled up here in a scarf. There we go. It's getting warm in here. So anyway, it's a familiar sight to me.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I think it might be time to let you play a little music for us instead of just talking about it.
Sure. Yeah, I haven't really thought about what. I'll do this one. How about this? Actually, a Muddy Waters tune that I sort of do my own way. I get more guitar in the...
Flower here live on the Roadhouse here on WTIP. Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Oh, I love just that driving sort of bass, you know, string, just bam, boom, boom.
It's called monotonic bass.
Is that what it is?
One, two, three.
Yeah.
As opposed to the alternating in Piedmont style, which I was just talking about. It's a little bit different.
Okay. I was going to say that's not Piedmont style.
I don't know. You know. I don't know. It all gets mixed up in there. You know?
Wonderful. Well, Mary Flower is here on the North Shore for the Fingerstyle Guitar Masters workshops. And our good friend Gordon Thorne is producing those, and he's also here in the studio. Hi, Gordon.
How you doing, Kara?
Well, you need to get a little closer to your microphone. Yeah, man.
I'm guilty.
I'll turn you up a little bit. So, well, this is the second year for the Fingerstyle Guitar Masters Weekend.
Yep, it's number two, and we're just waiting for it to happen. All the work's been done, and we're just sitting back and waiting for it to happen.
And did you get a lot of people sign up for the workshops tomorrow?
We've got quite a few. Yeah, we passed our number from last year, so things are looking good. We got about 16, 17 people signed up, and I think it's really going to be successful.
Well, run us through what's happening this weekend.
Well, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to kick it off at this all at Bluefin.
Tomorrow morning,
yeah. And I'm going to give a workshop on some fingerstyle foundations, and then Mary's going to take over and do her half of her workshop, and then we're going to take a little lunch break, and then she'll finish up after lunch. And in the course of all this, we're going to cover a ton of interesting stuff. Something for everybody there. Even the beginning guitarist, this year I think I'm going to take, I'm going to give people an option after the first workshop. If they want to stay, if a beginner wants to stay with me, we're going to, they can stay with me for the second workshop, and then we'll all reconvene with Mary for the end. Mm-hmm. So everybody really can get something out of it. I think it's going to be very nice.
Is there still an opportunity for people to sign up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We still got room.
All right.
It's a good size room.
Okay. And that's at Bluefin Bay in Tofte. And then there's a concert tomorrow night.
The concert is afterwards at 7:30 tomorrow. I'll do a little front set, and then Mary will take us into the evening.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Once again, we're in the studio with Mary Flower. She's a fingerstyle guitarist and slide guitar player as well from Portland, Oregon area. She's visiting for the Guitar Masters weekend, and she's here live in the studio playing for us right now. You travel around playing and giving performances all over the country.
Yeah, it seems to be more so that way. I've got about a week around Minneapolis, and then I play at Merle Fest in North Carolina in a couple weeks. And then I'm up for a couple of big blues music awards in Memphis from the Blues Foundation, and that's in May. And then I'll be in Michigan, and I don't know, just kind of all over, you know. And then things slow down for a month, and then they pick up again, and, you know, it's kind of like that.
Has this been your life for many years, just doing this?
I took a brief hiatus to raise a couple of kids. It wasn't that brief. But I played locally. I was living in Colorado at the time, and that's where I started playing with Pat Donahue, who was there to go to college, and Tim O'Brien, all the Hot Rise guys were around, and it was a real thriving musical community at the time. And so, this is pretty much after my kids were they were about at the high school age, I decided it was time to get back on the road and make a new CD and, you know, do it again. So
do it while you can.
After it. Yeah, do it while you can is right. Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah. Well, does music run in your family? Was your parents musical? Did your family play music, your brothers and sisters, if you have?
Yes. My father was musical, and I had five older brothers and sisters, and it was the kind of family that sang around the table and, you know, did all that kind of stuff. My sisters played, we had two pianos in the quote-unquote music room, and so they could play duets, and everybody played in the band, everybody sang in the, you know, whatever, the jazz choir, the, you know. And but I had trouble reading music, and I was kind of I wasn't a disappointment, but I didn't go the classical route. And I got fired from many piano teachers because I preferred to use my ear, you know. Mm. But once the guitar came along, that became my channel, you know. That was the way to I could play without reading music and did just fine and loved it, ate it up, you know.
And when was that?
About 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you play in rock bands and things like that?
No, I had a little folk group called the Hootin' Annies. That's pretty good. You know, that was high school. That was high school for you.
Oh, for fun.
So, yeah, that was really fun. Yeah.
Well,
so
everybody probably has a name that one of their early bands.
Yeah.
Or their groups. What was yours, Rod? Gordon?
Oh, God. We had the Abandoned Neighbors.
Tell us a little more about that.
our motto was "Your woodpile ain't my wood," or "My woodpile ain't your woodpile." That was the tagline to that band.
That would make a good song, I think.
Well, it's been made.
I bet it has.
Oh man,
that's great.
I'm not going to share my first group.
Well,
maybe I better.
Oh, come on, we've done it now.
Well, it was a little singing group in fifth grade, and I remember we sang "Leaving on a Jet Plane."
Sure,
we called ourselves. Well, it was pragmatic because we figured we could get logos, we could get T-shirts, we could get posters. Our name was the Smiles.
Oh, back in the smiley face
yes,
days.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you should have told me that.
Oh,
that's
man.
Pretty good.
That is pretty classic. So anyway, hey, everybody out there, we are so fortunate to have Mary Flower and Gordon Thorne in the studio with us right now. Mary Flower is a fingerstyle guitarist, and she is currently, she's been nominated in two categories for the Blues Music Awards presented by the Blues Foundation in Memphis. She's been nominated for Acoustic Artist and Acoustic Album for the 2012 Blues Music Awards. You're going to find out about that next month, I understand, in Memphis. Yeah. So you'll be going down there for the awards?
Yes.
How exciting.
It's a lot of fun. I've been nominated before, and it's I will play, as will all the people who managed to show up who have been nominated. So that's quite a cast of characters. And it's an amazing show to actually just go and watch the show. You know, it's a big ballroom, and it's a lot of fun. So, I look forward to
red carpet and
you're gonna red carpet.
Put on your fancy duds.
And yeah, I got to figure that one out. I don't know about dressing up, but everyone seems to. So, it should be fun. And my record label has a little showcase that's going to go on the day before or the day of, I guess. Mm-hmm, And with Colin Linden, I don't know if you know about Colin, Canadian. He's produced the last
Bruce
10
Coburn,
or 12
right?
Bruce Coburn albums. He mixed my most recent CD.
Okay.
And he'll be down there, and then Eden Brent, who's a great piano player from Mississippi, the three of us will do a little show.
I wonder. Well, your newest CD is called Misery Loves Company.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you think you could do us a tune off of that CD?
Sure. The CD, I just did a tune off of that CD.
Okay.
I can do another one, though. It's all duets with various folks from mostly around the Portland area. And I'll do a little instrumental. I'm not going to do the whole thing because it's too long. I'll do a portion of it. This is definitely a Piedmont style. It's a little instrumental, sort of based on all the things we just talked about. And in the key of G, called Jitters.
Mary Flower live in the studio here on the Roadhouse. Wow, I wish I could play like that. You know that,
and you could if you come to our workshop.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
Oh, I know you could.
My Dave here, who is my co-host, is a luthier.
Yes,
and I don't know if you knew that or not.
I just heard that.
I wanted to talk guitars just a little bit because I end up talking guitars with everybody. But what I wanted to point out was that during that last piece, you made one little flub that I couldn't hear it, but I could see it on your face.
I went, ugh. I was very disappointed in myself. I've just come off a four-hour drive and late gig last night, so I'm like, ew.
But the other thing that was really, really interesting, and I know that people out there in the radio can't see this, but Gordon was absolutely glued to your right hand. His eyeballs were like little laser beams.
My right hand?
Oh, pardon me, your left hand.
Both hands.
He was watching those hands, making sure what they were doing. I mean, there was not a single motion of Gordon's body or his head. He was just laser beamed right on there. That's really cool. The instrument you have with you is very interesting. It looks like it's not new, but maybe custom of some sort.
Well, this is a very interesting story because this guitar is the reason that I'm here today. Gordon and I have each had instruments built by Todd Cambio in Madison, Wisconsin. And you tell this, how you...
Well, I had contacted Todd to build me another guitar. He built me a 12-string earlier, and I was going to have him build me a 6-string. And when I was talking with him, he said that he had one on the bench for Mary. And I was just surprised to hear that a guitar player from Portland, Oregon would find somebody in Madison, Wisconsin to build a guitar, because there's quite a few great luthiers in Portland that build guitar period style guitars. I mean, if you're a finger picker especially, there's some guys out there that are the top of the heap. Mm-hmm. And so my curiosity was aroused, and I emailed Mary right after I talked with Todd and asked her that question. And she called me back, and like she was on the phone in like half an hour. The phone rang, and it was Mary, and we started talking about this, and we just got talking, and pretty soon I kind of went, you know, what are you doing in April? You know? and it just, after a few, you know, we kind of, well, it sounds like it'd be fun, and we'll see if we can make it work. If, you know, I had to get a few other try to line something else up for her, and that's one of the reasons. You know, that she's here. It's we just connected over the phone through Todd, and it just seemed like it would be a good fit.
That's really wonderful.
So, to answer your question, this is one of Todd's guitars. I am really kind of an old guitar person. I've played an old L00 forever.
Right.
And from the 30s, but it just really needed to be retired, and it had a big neck, and it was hard to play, and I as much as I hated to put it in the closet, it's at home going, wait, what's happened? Where's my life, you know? I had Todd build me this, and he has this unusual deal of inlaying the pickguard, which is...
That's really old school.
Yeah, and it's like the old Italian mandolins that used to be made, mm-hmm. the beetleback mandolins, or whatever they call them. And this unusual, looks like a smiley face bridge here. And he's really known for his 12 strings. Mm-hmm. And a good friend of mine, James Clem, who's a blues player back home, got one of his 12 strings. And James is a neighbor of mine. So I went by and played that, and I was smitten. But I didn't really need a 12 string as much as I needed a decent 6-string. So we kind of designed this together.
Sure. And not to get into all of the... guitar geeky stuff that's going to bore everybody out there, but the 12 string that he built for you was based on a Stella, which is actually a ladder braced, pretty heavily built, not really, you know, in the day it was a pretty good guitar,
it's pretty lightly built.
Yeah
it's my 12 string's the lightest guitar I own.
Wow. and is this one a similar construction underneath the hood? Is it a ladder braced guitar?
I wanted the X braced
sure
design, and I wanted a solid peg head and not a slotted headstock.
Right. It's a beautiful instrument.
Yeah, it is a beautiful instrument. I'm getting used to it. I need to get to Madison to get him to do a few little things to it, but he pretty much nailed it, and now I'm just kind of, you know, it's kind of settling in. It's only been strung up for a couple of months, really.
Yeah.
And you know, it needs to break in, and it needs to get old in a hurry. I need to just play it as much as I can to break it in and make it sound as good as it can.
Well, I think you're doing a good job of that.
Thank
so
you.
Far. It really sounds very good, and for a fairly small guitar, it's got a pretty big bottom end. It's really, really
yeah,
pretty
I was
nice.
Impressed with it. Yeah. My 12 string is the same body size as that.
Really?
Wow. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's the same size body, just about.
So if you come to the workshops or the concert tomorrow night, you can actually see what we're talking about. I presume you're going to be playing this one tomorrow night. You're not going to bring out the 1930s Gibson Double
O. No. That's at home.
No. Yeah. Well, all right. So tired. We're talking once again with Mary Flower, and she's going to be teaching workshops tomorrow, part of the Fingerstyle Guitar Masters weekend events that are going on this weekend. And, of course, Gordon Thorne is a big part of that. He's also here in the studio with us. So just want to remind everybody, the workshops are tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. at Bluefin. And you can still get in on that if you want to drag out your guitar and give Gordon a call.
Or just show up at Bluefin
for the 10 a.m. workshop.
Yeah.
And Mary is going to be teaching an early blues and ragtime workshop starting at 11 o'clock, and then that'll be continuing after lunch. So then tomorrow evening, there's a concert at Bluefin. So hope you'll take part in that. The profits go to WTIP.
That's right.
So I want to thank you again for that, Gordon and Mary.
My pleasure.
Thank you for co-sponsoring this event. Is that what we call it, co-sponsoring?
Yeah, there we go.
It's fabulous. A wonderful community radio station you have here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. Mary Flower from Portland, Oregon. You can see her tomorrow night at Bluefin Bay at 7:30. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.